Well, we're trying to get a hold of James now. He is resting, sleeping is more like it. And as soon as we can wake him up, we'll have him on the air for you here at KYA. In just a matter of moments, this is KYA.
I don't care about your past.
Now that's James Brown from a couple of years ago. This is James Brown in 1986. Listen to this. One of the most powerful recordings in the country right now. James Brown on KYA. James, I'm going to tease him a little bit there. Go ahead and say hi to your fans.
Hello.
How are you, James?
Good feeling.
How's San Francisco treating you?
Fantastic.
I understand through the grapevine that you are knocking them dead. I went opening night and was with you, and I've been a fan for years.
Unbelievable.
You're blowing everybody out, and
unbelievable.
Your record is number six. I just heard that moments ago, and it's going for number one.
I finished number one and number three everywhere.
Well, we are so proud of you and so happy that you're in San Francisco. I got to tell you first off, right off the, and we talked at length the other night, that I've been a fan and loving your music for so many years.
It's the number one dance tune across the world.
I know that. I've always felt, though, that your tunes were number one. And now I'm so happy to see it so strong in 86. How is it with young kids? Are they coming on out, too? I understand you've been knocking them out.
Well, last night they turned away about 500-600 people.
Is that beautiful? That's got to make you feel great.
Well, it makes me feel fantastic. Now, unbelievable. We will be back later on in the summer and probably play the Cow Planters, one of the outdoor fairs. And we're sold out in L.A. already. And we're sold out in Houston, Dallas. And we're sold out in Pittsburgh. And we're sold out in Seattle. So it looks like we're going to sell out all the state fairs this year.
How exciting, James. All the names, they had a beautiful article on you today in the datebook section of the Chronicle. I don't know if you picked it up yet. You've been resting, so you didn't see it. But Ben Fong Torres did a marvelous job, and he listed all of the names you've been called over the years. Godfather of Soul, the King of Soul, the Living Legend of Soul, Mr. Dynamite, and my favorite, the Hardest Working Man in Show Business. Do you have any favorites, the title that really hits home for you, or do you like them all?
Well, my favorite is whatever the people want to be. I just want to be one somebody that they remember and love. Thanks to Michael Prince, and thanks to David Bowie, thanks to Mick Jagger, thanks to all the beautiful people around the country, thanks to Tina and all of them for saying that James Brown was the one that they got their style and their drive from, and thank God and thanks to all the people.
Well, James, I know that you're religious, and we got into that a little bit the other day, and that makes me feel good, too, because I believe just like you do. And I see what you do with the people. I was, opening night, I was in the Venetian Room, and I've gone to hundreds of shows everywhere, and I have never seen the electricity that went on that night. And that's got to make you feel great.
Well, we always packed them in here, but I just couldn't believe what I saw last night. It was probably the most fantastic, overwhelming crowd I've ever seen, and to see the whole lobby full of people outside, down the street. They just went out of their mind. They were lying jammed in. They were turned away. They were stomping. They were kicking. They were coming back. They said it'll be back tonight. They sold out tonight. They sold out all next weekend, so they'll probably sold out the whole week.
And I have to tip my hat to your guys. You have got to have the tightest band in show business. And Maceo is looking so good. How old is he? I hate to tell stories behind his back, but I don't think he'd mind. He looks great. How old is he, James?
Maceo looks like he's about 35 years old. He's 41, I believe. But
he looks
I don't know.
Great.
I think he's 41 going on 19.
How long
we got Jimmy Moore, who's a fantastic bassist, one of the most fantastic bass players in the world. We'd say he's from Saturn. And we got double drummers with a percussion. Two drummers, that is. We got four horns just swinging and going crazy. We got a seven-piece rhythm. And then we got four backup singers, and we got the augmented band, which is another 14 people. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. We have dancers, but we can't get them on the stage.
I know. And that lady that performs with you, what a sweetheart. How long has she been with you?
Oh, Martha's been with me about 14 years. She's unbelievable, fantastic. She sings with double voice. It's unbelievable.
What a voice. She's just wonderful. I got to tell you, the food at the Venetian Room was great, but I could hardly wait to finish everything up to watch your performance. It was just wonderful. And we're going back now 30 years when this all began with your first hit, Please, Please, Please. And 30 years later to hit the top of the charts again.
It's a fantastic thing. We had Hank Ballard coming in. We had
Hank?
Mothers came in.
I didn't know Hank was... I'll be darned.
One of the fellows from the Times coming in. We had some people from Prince come in. We have everybody just sneaking in. All the fantastic people coming in. It's unbelievable. You just see everybody in the audience. All the stars are coming in.
Isn't it great?
They're driving in. The freeways are packed. And people trying to get in. It's like we're playing
It's true. And I got to tell you, before I forget, that I saw you on Dick Clark's special, I guess, a couple months ago. And what a thrill to see all of the superstars. Was it the Grammys? I don't remember.
I'm going to be a presenter there, too.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, but remember Dick's show a month or two ago, and you blew everybody out in the audience. All the superstars jumped to their feet. And,
well, we had all the beautiful people there. We had Chevy Checker. We had Bobby Rydell, Fabian. We had Frankie Avalon, Dick Clark himself. We had Shea Easton. We had D.R. We had so many people that all of the stars, the whole world.
And what so many things going on in your life right now, and I'm so pleased.
Well,
we're
writing a book.
Oh, good.
Macmillan Publishing. And it'll be out very soon. And also, we're getting ready to do an album with CVS, and we're signing a long-term contract with CVS, and things are going to be fantastic. We have just played France about a little over a year ago. We did 1,003,000 people, the biggest crowd ever seen a show in history. So we'll be coming back doing the thing with Bill Graham and some more people. It's going to be unbelievable this year.
James, I'm going to read the list here of people who were just inducted along with you. Congratulations. You're in the Hall of Fame right now. Little Richard, Everly Brothers, Sam Cooke, Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Ray Charles, Buddy Holly, Fats Domino, and Soul Brother number one, Mr. James Brown. I'm so proud of you. It's wonderful. Just great.
I just can't really believe it. I think about the old days of Tom Donahue and Bob Mitchell.
I know. Everybody
K-Y-A.
Remembers. KYA. And now next week...
Now it's my man here. This is fantastic.
You know what,
Nick? I just believe that the sound, the drive, and the dominant, the dynamics that always prevail will always be. KYA sounds as good as it ever. The sound is dynamic and driving. Makes me feel good to hear all the songs then and to see where the people coming in. There's no end to it. They were shouting and screaming last night. The stage was filled. We had about 12, 14 people on the stage. They jumped up on the stage. We can't get out the audience. They followed me upstairs in the hotel. We had to hide in the hotel. Seems like the Beatles days.
I know it. Oh, James, it's fantastic. And you got your start. Oh, I played a little trivia with the listeners earlier, and I'm going to be working with Little Anthony next month. I'm bringing him in for a benefit for Red Cross. And you and I talked.
You give my regards to Atlanta.
He's
one of the most
great guy.
Fantastic few out of the groups, and it makes me feel good to see those young cats get back into it again, and makes me feel good at the things that you are doing, because of knowing that people want that type of entertainment. They want to see people get involved again.
They sure do. And we had the Drifters out, your buddies, last week. And also, I'd like to know for just a second here how influential Hank Ballard was. He was my co-host here about a month ago.
Hank Ballard was one of my very, very influential people. He was one of the people that helped me along the way. He did House on the Hill. He did The Twist. He did a lot of other things that were very, very big. He's a finger popping time. And by the way, I talked to Hank. Hank will probably be coming in this hotel one of the days pretty soon. Hank is one of the real driving forces. He's going to get a new group of Midnighters back, and he's going to be playing some of the outdoor fairs with me this summer. Hank is one of my real very, very good friends. I was talking for the Roar from the Chronicle. It just makes me feel very, very good. And also, we're going to Solid Gold, and we'll probably meet Hank down there.
Beautiful. James Brown on the line right now. I'm going to go back to your music. Hey, James, before you leave, we talked the other night about doing a benefit for someone, and you mentioned World Hunger. And if you ever find some time, I would love to do that with you. Remember we talked Wednesday night?
Also, yeah, I did Impact on World Hunger. And also, we did some things with Sarah Paulson. We'll be doing some outdoor things. And Jerry Lewis and I will get together hook up this year. So hopefully we'll do some things in the Bay Area.
Well, we would love...
I told the fellas even over at San Quentin. We may stop by there and do
beautiful,
some things with them.
Beautiful. Okay, well, I'm going to hold you to it. We got to do a big benefit out here, huh?
Got to do something to draw about 200,000 people.
Beautiful. And, well, listen, before you leave, I have to talk to you off the air. I'm going to put your new record back on, and then we're going to play Please, Please, Please. We're going to turn this into James Brown Day is what we're doing. All right, here we go. And I'll talk to you next week on our sister station. James Brown, say bye to the people.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
So long.
You understand me, Holly.
Slip into his latest recording right now. Mr. James Brown, thank you so much for checking in. People love you, James. This is KYA with Gary Mora. And James Brown. Yeah. So do I. And thank you so much for checking in. James Brown, Soul Brother number one, on the line here just moments ago and on KYA. That was so neat of him to say. He's been listening to KYA for many, many years. And as he mentioned in our interview just moments ago, he was buddies with Tom Donahue and Bobby Mitchell. And it's nice to have that association so many years later here, KYA and Soul Brother number one. I want to thank James for checking in, and he is such a wonderful guy. I didn't want to bug him today. I said, don't worry about the interview. We talked the other night, and he said, I insist. I want to say hi to my fans out there, and I'd like to do it for you, Gare. And he'll be on with me next week. I'm going to be doing Afternoon Drive on our sister station, and he said, I'd like to be on that station as well with you. So it's terrific. And when I first went in for the interview, they said, Gare, he's a busy man, and he's turning interviews away. And I thought, well, he doesn't have to do it. It's just performing in San Francisco is enough, and he has just been wonderful to deal with. Mr. James Brown in town for one more week at the Venetian Room and just knocking him dead. And he really is thrilled about what's happening to his career in 1986. I mean, there's no stopping the guy. He's in marvelous shape, and the show is one not to be missed. He is one of the few rock and roll legends around. He's just as big as anybody. And the fact that he's now in the Hall of Fame is proof right there that he's the greatest. Mr. James Brown, thanks for stopping by. What I'll do now is give you a little history lesson. It all started way back in 1956. James was such a poor man and didn't have too much going money-wise, but he had a lot of moxie and felt that he could make it out of the ghetto and make a life for himself. And now 30 years later, he's still on top. But he had so many great hits. What I'll do this afternoon is hit you with some more of his classics. And this is one of my favorites called Please, 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 Mr. James Brown on KYA.
Please, 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 please.
Influential in James' life, Louis Jordan, the stylish blues and jazz artist of the 40s. And also, he got the cape routine, both from going to church and from Gorgeous George, the colorful wrestler of the 50s. Good article on James in today's Pink section in the date book. And I love the feigning act that he puts on, and where they cover him up with the cape, and he supposedly is having a heart attack as part of the show. And he gets back up on one knee, and he's energized once again to get you through the show with more music like this on KYA. James Brown. Come on, James. Got the feeling, baby.
Got the feeling. Baby, baby, I got the feeling. You don't know what to do to me. Leave my heart heavy down in misery.
Working man in show business. Check him out, Mr. James Brown. This is KYA. I want to thank James Brown for checking in, and I'll be talking with him later this week. The switchboard here at KYA is completely lit up. People really do love him, and have been bringing flowers, and I was going to originally have him come in today, but the weather's been nasty, and he's been working hard, and we didn't get into it, but his wife has been sick. She just got out of surgery, and that had him quite upset, but he's a terrific showman. And again, we'd like to welcome James Brown, who is now in the Hall of Fame, to San Francisco. And I know you're going to love the show if you haven't gone already. I know a lot of people that are going to go back. It's that good. This is the greatest music ever recorded. It's all by request today with yours truly, Gary Mora, on KYA.
Are you looking for a loan on an apartment building or commercial property? A lot of banks and savings and loans have a very inflexible attitude about income property lending. If your loan doesn't fit the mold, it doesn't get approved. At Bayview Federal Savings, we custom tailor financing packages for real estate investors. We're not constrained by preset lending formulas. We handle loan requests based on merit, not on molds. Our rates are competitive, and all loans are handled locally from start to finish. If you're looking for $100,000 to $10 million or more for a purchase or refinance, call Bayview. We're making more real estate loans than lenders twice our size. If you've run into an inflexible attitude at other banks, call us at 800-346-8511.
Bayview says yes, fast, fast.
Bayview Federal Savings, the equal opportunity lender who says yes, fast.
Funny how being away from each other.
Funny how being apart
makes getting together even better than being there right from the start.
McDonald's, McDL's.